Dan's Driving Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Episode 55, Minute 48. They're still creeping around the garage. It's Adam. It's Blanche. Yeah, I found out his name. And yeah, I recorded this after the chat section of the episode, so I'm going to call him Saul throughout. So what? Let's sneak around with him some more. I guess it had to happen. Another full minute of Miriam and Saul, Blanche and I've forgotten his name again, just creeping around the house, and I put the house in quotes because it's still the garage. You see Miriam leave in the beginning, but then she's back in the garage, and this time they make no bones about it being a garage. And actually, I think in this one it is meant to be a garage, and I'll tell you why in a moment. And I got a little cup of coffee right here. I'm going to sip this. You watch 2.5 minutes of an elderly couple. Well, not that elderly, but a middle-aged, late middle-aged, almost senior citizen-y couple creep around a garage long enough. You got to have some coffee while you talk. That's nice. Okay. So, we get more creeping around here. We do finally see some lightning, stock footage of lightning flashing in the sky. I think we saw similar stuff at the beginning of the movie, I believe. And we do see Saul being startled again by the lightning, although the light remains the same. None of the light in the garage flashes to simulate lightning, or to stimulate lightning. But it does, it is lightning now, so I guess it is an official storm. Maybe the storm put the power out, I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe we'll never know. Maybe it's the damn Billy. Sorry, I keep bringing him up. We haven't seen him in so long. It's funny, too. It's like Vicky, ostensibly the star of this movie, has done very little for the past 7 or 8 minutes. And this is like a 69, 70-minute long film. So that's not a short period of time in a film like this. So maybe Vicky will return before the movie's over. We're getting there. We are getting there in the movie, though. I mean, 48 minutes in, we've got, 21, 22 minutes left. Not a lot left in A Night to Dismember. And thank you all for continuing on this journey with me, especially when it doesn't do anything for the minute. Now, yes, this minute starts off with the eeriness, but then about 36 seconds in, you get boom, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba, boom, 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 ba-boom, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, boom, boom, ba-dum, which is my favorite. I love that music. I have no idea why it suddenly appears in the middle of this minute. The film, I don't know if it was scary, what was going on for the past 2 minutes before that music starts. It's more incoherent scary, and that works sometimes. That can be scary. But definitely when the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da music kicks in, the scare level goes out the window. And in fact, most of the second half of the minute when that music is playing is presumably Saul he's in the garage. He's finally in the garage. He takes a flashlight off of the wall of the garage, and the last 20 seconds or so is just basically you see the point of view of a flashlight as it shines on various things in the garage. So you see, you know, shovels and picks and all sorts of garagey type things. So we're definitely in the garage. We know that now. But it is, I'm wondering if it, at one point when the light is sort of moving around, if something's going to leap in to the light and scare the heck out of somebody. Maybe us. I don't know. Probably not. Probably it was just shoot the shine the flashlight at that wall where those shovels are hanging. All right, let's do it. I always love a well-organized my garage, because my garage is, it was organized at one time, but it falls into unorganized states very quickly. It happens. So, yeah, we're still in the garage. All right, what else about this minute? Let me see. There is a very nice shot of Saul's shod feet as he walks along with, looks, I guess it's the garage floor. It's like covered with a gray paper or something. I'm not sure. Is that a thing? Do you cover garage floors with like paper like that? I'm not sure. But at this point, I mean, obviously they're showing Saul gets scared a lot, and at the end, Adam. I'm gonna call him Adam. That's right. I'm writing this down. Adam and Blanche. Aha. So it is Adam. That's right. And they're obviously very creeped out, but I guess do they have something to be? Well, you know what? I guess with all the family members dying, it's Bloody October. With all the family members dying, and it is in fact October right now, as you're hearing this, folks. Well, if you're hearing it the day it comes out, it's October. But and in fact, if you're hearing this, you just this should the day it comes out. Happy Friday the 13th to you. Did you watch a Friday the 13th movie, or did you? Are you one of those contrarians and you watched The Orphan, Friday the 13th, The Orphan? You doodles. Well, hey, whatever you're gonna do, you know. Pardon my language there, but hey, happy Friday the 13th, everybody. I hope you're as scared as Adam and Blanche are creeping around their garage. If, I mean, I guess if how big is the garage? You know, I know it's meant to be like they're creeping around the house, but clearly, I think you see a furnace near Blanche at one point, or some sort of like a hot water heater or something that would probably be in the garage. Well, the furnace wouldn't probably be in the garage, like a hot water heater or something. And clearly, Adam's in the garage because he's shining lights on all the garage stuff, so they just not seeing each other. And oddly enough, the shot with Blanche in the garage near the whatever it is in the garage is very bright. Very bright. You know, you do see some flashes of, no, you don't see flashes of light. You see pools of light, and then it cuts to the lightning flash. And oh gosh, I guess what I'm trying to say is the music in this is awesome. It's lovely to see what Miriam Meth's house looks like. And in fact, Doris says in the commentary that Miriam still lives there. Now, granted, this is 2003, 2004, 2002, something like that. So she probably doesn't live there anymore. But it was nice that Miriam still lived there. It's a nicely set up garage. So, yeah, you know what? I gotta tell you, I love that freaking music.
Chuck, do you remember the day that we were shooting and Chesty Morgan didn't appear? And everybody sat there all day long. And about 6 o'clock she came in.
I do not remember.
And she said, "Oh, I was so sick." And of course, what can you say if she was sick? And then her boyfriend told me that what happened was they were coming to the house.
Wait a minute, you're promoing another movie.
So what?
Okay.
All right, then I won't finish.